Nicolas Sarkozy failed to be re-elected as French president in 2012, despite a lavish campaign. The scale of his rallies was designed to impress, but instead it set off alarm bells. A police investigation accused Sarkozy and his campaign team of spending more than double the $27 million legal limit set by the French state, and hiring a PR company called Bigmalion to help cover up the overspending with a system of fake invoices.
Symbolically, it's important to say that a president doesn't get any immunity and has to respond to the law. It is also important because the campaign for 2022 is coming, so we have to have this reflection about how to prevent illegal financing of a political campaign.
In May, Sarkozy faced trial in Paris for illegal campaign funding, alongside 13 co-accused, among them one of his former campaign managers, Jérôme Lavrilleux, who admitted a role in the system of fake invoices, but said it had not been his idea.
In his only court appearance during the one-month trial, Sarkozy denied any wrongdoing. He said he wasn't involved in or aware of the overspending cover-up. But prosecutors said that Sarkozy failed to supervise his campaign financing and ignored warnings from his accountants.
Sarkozy served one term as president from 2007. A straight talker with a love of luxury, he was tough on immigration and crime. He retired from politics in 2017. In recent years, the political right wing has struggled in France, but Sarkozy's remained prominent.
For a lot of French citizens who vote for the right side, Nicolas Sarkozy is seen as this kind of all-time somehow reassuring figure.
If Sarkozy is found guilty in the Bigmalion trial, he could face a six-month jail term. It would be another blow to his reputation. In March, he was convicted of corruption in a different case, and he could be back in court soon. He's accused of receiving illegal campaign funds from the late Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy's legal problems, it seems, are far from over. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.